Last week, the Supreme Court, in Obergefell versus Hodges, legalized same-sex marriage in all 50 states. And though my faith tells me that marriage is between a man and a woman, that's not the only thing my faith says on this matter. My faith also tells me that God puts authority in place and that I am to love my neighbor as myself. So while I'm not among those who support the Supreme Court's decision, my faith tells me to respect the authority that made that decision, and more importantly, to love and respect my neighbors, no matter their beliefs. Not everyone who claims to speak from the foundation of faith shares those sentiments. Take Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a man for whom democracy seems to be a fine system so long as democracy goes his way. In a statement, Paxton said, "No court, no law, no rule, and no words will change the simple truth that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, and nothing will change our collective resolve that all Americans should be able to exercise their faith without infringement. I'm all for religious liberty, but I'm tired of people using it as a cloak for their own hypocrisy. If you are an elected official, you've taken an oath to uphold the law. And if you don't want to do so for religious reasons, then resign. But you can't in one breath say you will enforce America's laws and in the next breath violate that oath. Doing so makes you a liar, and I don't need liars speaking for my faith." To be frank, too many of us have remained silent as hate mongers have misused religion to drive people apart. But this is not a time to remain silent. This is a chance to speak up. Not in a spirit of hatred and fear, but in a spirit of love. Of course, not everyone believes that's possible, starting with Samuel Alito, one of four Supreme Court justices to dissent in this case. Alito, in essence, said that people with traditional beliefs will be labeled as bigots if they speak publicly and risk being treated as such by governments, employers, and schools. I hope Alito is wrong. And I hope those on opposite sides of this issue will understand that disagreement does not equal bigotry. Because just as the law says we can't discriminate when it comes to same-sex marriage, the law says we can't discriminate on the basis of faith. This is a moment that will test what those laws truly mean. But as we go through those tests, I'll do what my faith says and love my neighbors as myself, whether they're black or white, Christian or Muslim, gay or straight. And I will pray that my neighbors, no matter their stance, will return that love in kind. I'm Solomon Jones.